You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Welcome into the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland, and I'm happy to be back on the podcast with you guys this week. Appreciate Dennis Erickson joining me earlier in the week to talk about Urban Meyer's move from the college game to the NFL as he became the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. But today I wanted to break down the performances that we saw in the AFC Divisional and NFC Divisional round games from our local players in the NFL. Also discuss some of the storylines that are taking place in the National Football League, those involving the local players, but also those big storylines as we head into the AFC and NFC Championship games leading up to the Super Bowl. So let's start there. Let's start with last week's games. Let's recap a little bit about what took place during the divisional round, because we saw a lot of action. I mean, you talk about the Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Huntley, former Utah quarterback, hasn't played very much. I mean, he played in a couple of games late in the regular season after he was elevated from the practice squad. Ends up coming into the game late in the third quarter, plays the whole fourth quarter for the Ravens in their loss to the Buffalo Bills. They ended up losing 17-3, but I mean, it's a pretty difficult spot that Huntley was put in. Lamar Jackson, last season's MVP, exited the game because of a concussion. Ended up finishing the game, Huntley, that is, 6 of 13 for 60 yards. He ran the ball 3 times for 32 yards. Almost had a couple of touchdowns there. Came close, ended up turning the ball over on downs both times. It was pretty windy there in Buffalo, and he ended up overshooting one of his throws that probably would have ended up being a touchdown, and then got the Ravens down into the red zone before they ended up turning the ball over late on fourth down. But cool to see Tyler Huntley get some action. Now, the guy that Tyler Huntley passed the ball off to, or handed the ball off to, that is, during his time at Utah was Buffalo Bills running back Zach Moss. Zach Moss didn't end up playing in the AFC divisional round after he went out with an injury in the wild card game a week earlier. They ended up placing Zach Moss on injured reserve. He didn't play in the game against the Ravens. Even though the Bills advanced to the AFC title game, Zach Moss is going to be out for the rest of the playoffs. He had surgery on his leg, on his ankle, and so he is going to be out for the rest of the season. But all indications are that he's going to be ready to go at the beginning of training camp for next season. Other guys that were in action, you've got Matt Gay, former Utah kicker with the Los Angeles Rams. He ended up making a 37-yard field goal in the Rams' 32-18 loss to the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers, they've got a couple of local guys who are going on to the NFC Championship game. They've got Jamal Williams, former BYU running back. He ended up having 12 carries for 65 yards in Green Bay's 32-18 win over LA. And then you've got Jordan Love, former Utah State quarterback. Now, Love has been inactive for every game this season. He hasn't been able to see any action in any of these games for the Packers. But I think that, you know, watching Aaron Rodgers prepare, go through, you know, the postseason and the MVP season that he's had up to this point is really going to help Jordan progress throughout his career, really help him in a similar way. I know it's just going to be very cliche to be like, hey, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, they kind of had the same thing where Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. And maybe that ends up being the same deal with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. Jordan Love sits behind Aaron Rodgers for a couple of seasons. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had an amazing season this year. And so it's hard to imagine that, you know, unless Green Bay's, you know, willing to move on from an MVP caliber guy this soon. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be their starting quarterback again next season. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with Jordan Love, but he is going to be a part of the Green Bay Packers team that plays in the NFC Championship game. Another former BYU guy, Daniel Sorensen, ended up having 6 tackles, 4 solo tackles, and a big quarterback hit in the Chiefs' 22-17 win over the Cleveland Browns. The Chiefs now are going to be 1 win away from going to the Super Bowl again. You've got Patrick Mahomes in that game, and we'll discuss this in a little bit later, but he ended up suffering a concussion in that game, and they ended up barely, you know, winning that game against the Browns by 5 points due to some pretty remarkable play calling by former BYU coach Andy Reid, and some nice play by former Michigan quarterback, now with the Chiefs as their backup, Chad Henne. But you've also got Taysom Hill. He didn't play in the divisional round. He was inactive with a knee injury. The Saints ended up suffering a 30-20 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Taysom wasn't able to get that taste of the postseason there. Unfortunate for him that his season came to an end a little bit early. Now, the highlight play of the weekend for these local players in the NFL came from former Weber State standout Taron Johnson. Now, Taron Johnson ended up with the Buffalo Bills after he was taken in the draft by them a few years ago, and he's just had a great season thus far for Buffalo. The Bills moving on, obviously, with their 17-3 win over the Baltimore Ravens, but Taron Johnson really helped just seal that victory for the Buffalo Bills in the third quarter. Now, what happened is Lamar Jackson, before he went out of the game due to that concussion, ended up leading the Ravens down into the red zone. They were about to score, about to tie this thing up at 10 apiece. They were down 10-3 at the time, and Lamar ends up throwing the ball into the end zone, just a yard into the end zone, and Taron Johnson picks the ball off. Now, after he intercepts it, he ends up running out to the side a little bit before he sprints down the field, 101 yards for a pick six. It ended up tying the NFL's postseason record for the longest pick six at 101 yards. So pretty cool to see Taron Johnson making some NFL history, tying that record in the Buffalo Bills victory. He ended up finishing the game with not only that interception and touchdown, but he had 6 tackles and a tackle for loss and a pass breakup in the Bills win. So we'll see Taron Johnson playing again this coming Sunday. But that'll do it for what happened last week. We're going to take a quick break on the podcast. On the other side, we're going to discuss some of the big headlines in the NFL, things to look forward to as we prepare for the championship round games.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
2 young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland, back on the podcast with you, just catching up now on what's going to be taking place this coming weekend as we move on from the divisional round, looking forward to the AFC and NFC championship games. I think we've got some good games. I really do. I'm really excited for this weekend's action of football, not only because we've got, you know, these high caliber offenses, but we've got some teams, 3 of the 4 teams that are left in the playoffs feature guys that are in the NFL from the state of Utah or with ties to the state of Utah. So assuming the Packers win in the NFC Championship game, a local player in the NFL from the state of Utah will be represented in the Super Bowl. So All you Tom Brady fans out there, you know, rooting for him to go. If the Bucks win, they won't be featuring an NFC local player from the state of Utah. So something to keep an eye on Sunday. But before we turn our attention to the championship games, I wanted to just touch on some of the local player in the NFL news that's come out since the divisional round games. So you've got Alex Smith, former Utah quarterback, now with the Washington football team. Alex Smith didn't play in the wild card game for Washington. They ended up losing to Tampa Bay. Their season's over. But Alex Smith said that he's going to take a few weeks before he decides whether or not he wants to come back and play. He also was in an interview with Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes last week to discuss his comeback this season. The fact that he, you know, overcame so much in this injury. It was a really cool interview. I highly recommend you check it out. I have a story up on kslsports.com about the interview. You can go ahead and read some quotes there, watch some video of Alex Smith discussing his comeback, his injury, and then also looking forward to the future and whether or not he's going to return. Says he's going to make that decision in a few weeks. Another thing about the local players, local quarterbacks from the University of Utah, you've got Tyler Huntley. We discussed his performance there with the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round, but Baltimore ended up signing him to a future reserve deal, reserve/future contract. And then they've also re-signed former BYU running back Tyson Williams, who was on the practice squad for the majority of the season for the Ravens, but they've re-signed Huntley and Williams to those reserve/future deals. I mentioned Zach Moss earlier in the podcast, how he didn't play in the divisional round for Buffalo because of an ankle injury. He ended up having successful minor surgery on that ankle last Tuesday, and it sounds like everything's going to be good with Zach moving forward. According to his agent and ESPN's Adam Schefter, they did what was called a tightrope procedure that was performed in Green Bay, actually, and he should be ready for off-season workouts and also training camp for the Bills. So good to see Zach, kind of, you know, good news coming out of that surgery, a solid prognosis moving forward. You've also got BYU quarterback, and I laugh because you've got all these comparisons coming out about BYU quarterback Zach Wilson, obviously highly touted after the season that he put up in 2020, but there's these comparisons to him about all these other quarterbacks in the NFL. Former BYU linebacker, Super Bowl champion Brady Papinga said that he doesn't think it's far-fetched to compare Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Now, I think that they have some similar tendencies to their games, but you're talking about former MVP, MVP of the Super Bowl. You've got, you know, guys that are a win away from playing in the Super Bowl again for the second time in their careers. And so just insane hype going around Zach Wilson. We're going to have a ton of coverage about Zach, where he's going in the draft. You know, not only myself, but also our BYU insider Mitch Harper have been putting out some pieces on Zach, where he's going to land in the NFL. And be sure to check out KSL Sports and the KSL Sports app as we lead up to Zach being taken in April's 2021 NFL draft. I mentioned earlier Alex Smith, but he was honored as the Sporting News 2020 Comeback Player of the Year. So what happened is Sporting News, unlike some awards where they have media members submit their ballots, their votes for these postseason awards, what happened is Sporting News actually goes to NFL players and has them vote and them decide. And so Alex Smith was picked to win this Comeback Player of the Year award for Sporting News by his peers, by players that he's been teammates of, played against, all of those things. And so pretty cool to see Alex Smith win that award. I assume that he's going to win the NFL's award as well for the Comeback Player of the Year. Hopefully they end up taking that step another level, going a step further and naming the award after him after all that he's been through to come back and win that award is just really special. That'll do it for the big news of the week for these local players in the NFL and NFL players as a whole, except for I wanted to mention one more thing, not really tied to a local player, but Patrick Mahomes, last season Super Bowl MVP, went out of the game last week with a concussion. He's been in concussion protocol all week up until Friday. He has been practicing with the Chiefs, but he ended up clearing concussion protocol. He's good to go. He's going to start for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. So good to see the Chiefs at full strength, because I think we've got some exciting matchups this week. And that's what I wanted to go over right now, is both of these games. So in the NFC Championship game, you've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady. Everybody knows what he's been able to do in his career, looking for that seventh ring. But you've got the Bucs, who are going to Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. That game is going to kick off on Sunday at 1:05 p.m. Mountain Time, and that game is going to broadcast on Fox. I think that you've got some heavy hitters here, obviously, with Tom Brady. You've got Aaron Rodgers, but you've also got Jamal Williams. It'll be fun to see him. Hopefully he can get into the end zone in that game, be able to get a touchdown on his resume in the postseason there. And then in the second game, you've got the AFC Championship game. You've got Taron Johnson. Zach Moss obviously won't be playing in that game for the Bills, but you've got Taron Johnson and the Buffalo Bills traveling to Kansas City to take on Patrick Mahomes, local guys in Daniel Sorensen and Darwin Thompson, former Utah State running back. The Bills and the Chiefs, they're going to kick off at 4:40 Mountain Time. That game is going to broadcast on CBS. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, should be some pretty fun offensive games here this weekend between these two games. And then we'll see if the Chiefs end up making it to the Super Bowl for two straight years. I mean, not a lot of teams have won. I believe it's been since 2003, 2004, I think, are the years that the Patriots won back-to-back, and that's the last team to have won back-to-back Super Bowls. And so the Chiefs are trying to go make history this season, and good to see Patrick Mahomes be able to be healthy going into this weekend's games. But that'll do it for this week's edition of the Yards After College podcast. Be sure to follow this weekend's coverage on the KSL Sports app and kslsports.com. Anything that these local guys do, as well as the games as a whole, we're going to have all of those things covered on the website, on the app. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm going to be tweeting out stuff all weekend, at Kyle Ireland. You can follow me on Instagram, at Kyle Ireland, KSL. And we'll be back again next week to, you know, talk about who's going to the Super Bowl. I mean, we're here. We're to that point of the season, and we're going to see who it is. Is it Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, or Patrick Mahomes? We'll find out after Sunday's games. Until then, this has been the Yards After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. We'll be right back.